Mr. Captain Lou here, that we're seeing live events wane to the extent that they have. But I will definitely say, thankfully, Captain Lou is here because there is still the opportunity to make a huge bond as you build your own inner circle or gold-style programs, as well as there's still an opportunity to bond with the best of the best in the marketing world by going to the marketing events at sea, like the i5cruise.com experience that is really championed by you, Captain Lou. So with that, Captain Lou, let me go ahead and have you get started while I finish this three-way call, and I'll be right back with you and let you know when I'm there.
Paulie, before you go, and thank you very much for that introduction, I do want to let you know if you're patching the your i5 Gold guests in, that the patch number is different than the one that I gave you as a moderator code.
No, I understand. It'll still be clean and clear, and I'll control their muting on my end on my dashboard.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, thank you. I'll be right back.
Okay, Paulie. Well, everyone, this is Captain Lou. That was a great introduction that Paulie gave me, and I have to tell you that it is very, very exciting for me personally to go on the vacation that I plan once a year on New Year's week. Now, I do, as a business, I market group cruises online and offline, and many of you who know me know about my various websites at CaptainLou.com and LittleShopOfCruises.com. And so there are many group theme events, marketing and non-marketing events that I produce, plan, and put together, but there's only one that I choose to participate in as my personal vacation, and that is the annual New Year's cruise, of which this is the second event for i5 Gold. Now, if any of you were on last year's cruise, this past January, you know we had a blast coming out of San Diego on the Carnival Spirit, attending those three fabulous Mexican ports, the Mexican Riviera, when we did Acapulco, Manzanillo, Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo, and it was so much fun that I said to myself, well, how am I going to top this one for the coming year? So what I do normally is I have scanning software that goes through 150 or more sailings that leave from the most popular ports in North America, and I scan to see, based upon three criteria, what would be a great cruise, primarily for my personal vacation, secondly, to put multiple groups on a cruise ship, and thirdly, to, of course, invite the i5 Gold members. And the criteria would be good value, new megaship, and fantastic itinerary. And so out of 150 sailings, I've come up with, I think I have topped myself for this year's cruise, because normally we do a 7-day cruise. If we get lucky, it can be 8 days. But what happens in an 8-day cruise is there's a lot of overlap from one week to the next, meaning like our last cruise started on Tuesday and ended on Wednesday. And a lot of people told me it's hard. Some people that still have, schedules that they have to adhere to, it's kind of hard to bleed over one week into the next. Now, for this year, we came up with a date of Saturday, January 5th, an 8-day cruise ending on Sunday, January 13th. And we always pick the New Year's week because right after the holidays, that's the time to get away. That's the time to start fresh. That's the time when you make your New Year's resolutions. It's also the first week of January when it's kind of slow and, you can really hone in on the business you want to do in the next year. Also important is that the crowds are gone from Christmas and New Year's, and we get a good deal on a cruise. So what I did this year is I came up with the absolute number one best cruise imaginable on the fun ship, the Carnival Liberty, to set sail out of Fort Lauderdale on Saturday, January 5th. And this time, I don't know how I'm going to beat this year's gig, because this time we are visiting five Caribbean and Bahamas islands with the potential to visit 8 islands in 8 days and still have plenty of time for networking and schmoozing while Caribbean cruising. So this is one that I'm really, you can tell I'm a little excited about. I'm excited about it because Carnival tells me the ship is filling up faster than I'm filling it, and that's why we did this call here right a couple of days before Memorial Day weekend. This itinerary includes, as we depart from Fort Lauderdale, the five ports of San Juan, St. Thomas, Antigua, Tortola, and Nassau in the Bahamas. And some of those islands are just a jumping off point for other islands, because from St. Thomas, it's just a short ferry ride away to St. John's and the magnificent Trunk Bay. From Tortola, we could just hop a ferry 15 minutes away to Virgin Gorda and the world-famous baths at Virgin Gorda, the underwater caves. It's really fantastic. And then from Nassau in the Bahamas, again, just a $3 7-minute ferry ride, and we're at the we could be at the Atlantis in the world famous Paradise Island. So if you count them, there's really a potential to visit 8 islands in 8 days, and that's more exotic islands in 1 week than most people see in a lifetime. And this is actually statistically proven. So I'm very, very excited that here in the since the internet is a mobile economy, that we all get to share this together and still be able to access our web businesses from the internet cafe or from the Wi-Fi on our laptops. Very, very excited about this. And that would be Paulie's cue for me to take a breath. Paulie? If Paulie is listening in over the webcast or anybody else is, there is a 15-second delay on the broadcast, but if you're on the telephone, it is live. So I hope, Paulie, that you're on the phone with me live. Please tell me if you are.
Yes, I'm here, Captain Lou, and we're about to be visited by our TV star, who went on the last I-5 cruise, and why I think that his sharing is going to be so significant to set the stage following the amazing itinerary. I mean, you've talked about just how very rare this experience is, and you and I are both huge advocates of cruises to begin with, but this is sort of like the cruise of kings, really. I mean, this is an incredible circumstance and situation to have 8 islands. But the individual who's dialing in now and will let us know as soon as he's live by voice, this individual is not, classically speaking, an internet marketer. And in fact, prior to going on the cruise, had, you know, no internet marketing business to speak of, but made a leap of faith, an act of faith, embarked on a journey, literally by embarking with i5cruise.com, and had an amazing experience, and beyond that, an amazing fellow to begin with. Are you there, Armando?
I'm here.
I was going to guess the initials of this famous TV personality were AM.
You've got it. Armando, we've just started the call. Captain Lou had shared with everyone this amazing itinerary that we have where it's actually possible to experience 8 island experiences in 8 days and still have the kind of time that we had on last year's i5cruise.com experience to interact with the experts, to have the private room for our training events that take place on the sea days, and still have an amazing vacation with all the tax advantages of doing so as a group together. And I know that you really, took a leap of faith, met many of us for the very first time. Your very first interaction with us, besides maybe a phone call or two, certainly the first live interaction was the i5 cruise. And it's made a bit of a difference in your business as it relates to online success. Are you willing to share some of that with everybody and tell everyone who you are?
I absolutely am. And I would say, first of all, my name is Armando Montalongo, and I am with the TV show Flip This House on A&E. And I think that interaction is a very kind and humble way of putting it. I would more so call it immersion. Immersion at choice is what it is with these experts. I was introduced to Paulie through a friend who's an internet marketer, and he says, look, there's this whole world of making money online. I'm a real estate guy. I don't know. I'm good at doing my email, and it about ends there. I don't know much about computers. I know nothing about the internet as of November or December of last year. What happened was I'm being told about the I-5 cruise. I'm being told about these internet experts, and I'm being told, Armando, get on this cruise. Let's go. There's a way to make money online. And at first I was going, you know, again, I'm a real estate guy. I buy houses and I flip them. How can I actually make money online? And they said, well, I was told if you join up with these individuals, if you get together with these people, they're going to show you, and not only are they going to show you, but they're very, very giving of their time. So I got to tell you, I almost didn't go, which would have cost me. It would have cost me last month $50,000 if I didn't go. Because what happened is I went on the cruise, and we went on, I think we were gone 7 or 8 days, and it was one of the best times Veronica, Mondaman, and I ever had. I mean, we had a fantastic time. We met the most amazing people. I'm going to tell you something about the internet marketers and the people who run these I-5 cruises. They give of their time, of their resources, of their expert knowledge, like no other industry that I have ever seen. Flipping houses can be very competitive. It can be a very secret-oriented business. Internet marketing is not like that. I mean, this thing is a brotherhood like I've never experienced. And so what happened is I'm going on this amazing vacation, and it's tax-deductible, and there's all these wonderful things that are going on. But we set up some nights till 4 o'clock in the morning, having a great time, talking business, giving business ideas. And really, you guys ran an amazing – it was a fun cruise, and we had a great time. It didn't feel like work, but what happened is this, is through all the knowledge that I acquired from the I-5 cruise, I mean, from a 7 to 8 day cruise, last month I've never made a dime online. Last month I made $50,000 online. This is a guy who knows nothing about the internet. Getting ready to do a launch. They're saying it's going to be a massively huge launch. And I made $50,000 online with very little warm-up or startup marketing. And, again, I don't even know the right terminology and the language because I'm still so new at this stuff. But this is the stuff – these are the things that Polly and friends bring. And I got to tell you, they're giving of their time. They're giving of their knowledge. And they're really great at giving of the friendship. And I feel – and Veronica felt the same way – that we made amazing lifelong friends on this cruise. Now, that's the coolest thing. If I didn't make a dime off this thing, I'd have a phenomenal lifelong memory. But I will tell you this, that the cruise was amazing. We made $50,000 last month. And we think we know our profits continue to go upwards. You know, Captain Lou runs an amazing ship, he has a great time. He's extremely organized. And the guy's like a fun-driven guy, you know. So that coupled, you know, with the I-5 team of business, it's a complete winner trip. And if you don't, you will be losing out on so much fun, opportunity to make money, knowledge. It's like this. It's sitting down with the best of an industry. When can you go and immerse yourself on vacation, best of the best in the industry? Normally, stuff like that costs you $50,000 to $75,000 to be able to hang out with the best of an industry. You're going on this cruise, vacation out of it, and hanging out with the very, very best, being able to pick their brains, have an amazing time. It's a huge moneymaker if you go and take advantage of it. It will have an amazing positive effect on your business.
Wow, Armando, thank you so much for that. A couple quick questions for you just to set the stage. Again, you know, you made this leap of faith without really knowing much of anybody, and you brought your family along. You brought your spouse, Veronica. You brought your son, Mondo Man. And I don't remember, maybe you can share with us his age. And there were activities appropriate for him and spouses who, you know, your spouse in particular is just a sharp businesswoman in her own right and in every other way. But even the spouses and significant others and boyfriends and girlfriends who were on the cruise who, you know, kind of wonder what we're all doing on the internet, there was enough free time as well as the scheduled events that everyone was pleased, wouldn't you say?
I would say absolutely. First of all, Monoman is 7 years old. He's 8, 9, 7 when we went on the cruise. He had the best time. When we left, Veronica and I, you know, we were on vacation for 8 days. Veronica and I, we felt disappointed to leave.
Yes.
You know, we felt disappointed to leave because we were having such a good time. It's not work. You know what I mean? It's not work. It's a vacation. But at the same time, it's about making money. So we, again, had no internet experience whatsoever at all. And these individuals, you know, these polysables, they went and they let us tap into their mindset. And, I mean, it was amazing. I can't believe we had the best time. Veronica had an amazing time. We still talk about it. In fact, let me tell you this. I called you earlier today, Paul, going, when is this cruise? Let me know, because I have my 10th anniversary coming up. And
right.
So we have our 10th anniversary coming up, and we were going to go rent a house in Hawaii for 3 weeks. And then we started thinking about it. We go, because our anniversary is in December. So
right,
we're going to
right.
rent a house in Hawaii for 3 weeks. And then we go, we can't do that, because we need to find out when the I-5 cruises. Because
yes.
that's how good of a time we have. That's how
awesome.
Good of, and so this is, if you're not doing this, if you're not going on this vacation, if you're not doing this event, you will lose on so much.
Well, great. Thank you for that. Captain Lou, do you have any comments or questions to make for Armando? And while you're thinking, if you do, I'd like to point out that this is part of the magic, too, is that we bring in the best of the best. When it comes to what Mr. Armando Montelongo does, which is he knows the secrets to buy pieces of real estate below their market value, actually create money the moment you put your pen to a deal, and he knows how to convert that equity into cash quickly. And at what he knows how to do, he is the best in the world. Even while he was on his cruise away, a house flipping business continued to meet the levels that are really unprecedented in the marketplace of doing 20 to 30 deals a month. Now, you might say to yourself, what can I as an internet marketer, what can I learn from somebody like an Armando Montelongo? And I will point out to you that Mr. Captain Lou, who is also on the call conducting it with us, probably had an amazingly significant experience because of a simple question that Armando Montelongo asked him. And he asked him this question, is how could somebody who had as many of the negatives, the challenges that you had to overcome at, Captain Lou, how did you create a business where the best of the best people all across the world come to you when they want to have a flawless cruise event? How does that happen? And I won't reveal your challenges. That's up to you, Captain Lou. But this is the power of when we bring in outside influences, because we get ideas. Donna and I had new ways of striking key strategic relationships because of the discussions that we had with Armando, who was at that time not at all an internet marketer and now is a five-figure monthly earner. So congratulations to you, Armando. And Captain Lou, do you have any questions?
Well, of course, ditto. Congratulations, Armando. You've come a long way, baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm glad that Paulie and I could be any small part of that with the cruise. And thank you for all the kind words. When we got off of the ship, my honey Phyllis turned on the TV and said, "Hey, that's not a TV star. That's our friend from the cruise." And it was, you know, it's really, really great to hear a success story that comes about from brainstorming with other marketers. And so I would just like to add my own little testimonial to Armando.
Please.
I mean,
yes.
I'm not as famous as you are now, Armando. However, I am broadcasting live from Captain Lou World headquarters here in New York today.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, as you know, a legend in my own mind. Now, sitting down with you, with Paulie, with Donna, and with all the i5ers and brainstorming was really, an epiphany. But beyond that, there were these hot seats. And
yes.
You were a hot seat victim. I was a hot seat victim. And our friend Mary Mazzullo from SeminarPhotography.com had one of the best hot seats that I've ever seen in terms of actionable ideas that came out of it that never could have happened. Well, I shouldn't say couldn't have happened at a land event, but a cruise really allows you to digest, think about, and then brainstorm the finer points of a marketing plan. But beyond that, I personally came away with solid, specific, actionable advice that I have started to implement in my growing cruise business online. So, you know, I won't go through all of the details or reveal
sure,
them.
Sure.
Let's just say that I've attended many land-based events, a lot of seminars, and I always love them, and they have a certain place. But as far as really taking what you learn and having it congeal to a point that you could really come up with an action plan and implement it when you're refreshed and come right off of the cruise, nothing beats that work and play. It's kind of like a work and play balance that is a true vacation. You guys know what I'm trying to get at here.
Sure, yeah, we've been there. So we've had that powerful connection where you know that here's what happens. There's a sense of urgency when we get together on those, and I call them mornings, but I mean you're still talking about starting at like 10 a.m., which is later than your usual land-based seminar. So we're going from 10 to 1, we break for lunch, and then we have the day. And on days when we're on the islands to begin with, you know, we don't even have those morning meetings. We save those for the sea days. And there's that urgency when we're together because we know, you know, we've committed to be with each other for those 3 hours. And then what happens is, unlike the usual land-based seminar, where by the end of the first day, because you've had maybe 8 hours of training, you're saying, oh, I'm already overwhelmed. Oh, I already have information overload. Oh, my head is just spinning. No, what happens is each and every day, you get fully and completely refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
As you
yeah.
board the ship, as you do the activities like the discos and the karaoke's, and you go to the evening shows that are truly a Vegas-style reviews all the way down to full dance numbers and whatnot. When all of this activity takes place, you come back that next morning when you get to meet, and there's not only not a sense of overwhelm, but there's specifically a sense of clarity. There's a sense of, hey, I'm ready. In fact, I didn't even realize it, but while I was watching the show or having the elongated dinner, I plussed the ideas I got the morning before. And it is an amazing, amazing experience. Now, Captain Lou, I also very much want for people to know they can go to Captain Lou Live, where many people are probably listening to this very presentation be webcast through the Internet. However, there is a link there, or a link is available at i5cruise.com, where people can see and enroll to be at this cruise. What I would like you to do is talk about two things for a moment. Number one, you are the premier producer of seminar at sea, meeting at sea experiences, and you do everything so very well that really the one singular requirement that you have of somebody to have a successful seminar at sea is that they experience one as an attendee first. So for a lot of people on the line right now who are making a positive decision to embark with us on January 5th out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for those people, they are qualifying themselves to have you. Now, they don't have to use you in the next month or quarter or even in the next year, right? I mean, can they kind of come to you at any time after they've attended an event like this?
Exactly, Paulie. It's a chance to be a fly on the wall to see how an event is put together. Now, at CaptainLou.com, which I'm really not going to spend a lot of time touting on
sure.
this call, but at CaptainLou.com, I describe how anyone can have their own profitable event at sea. You know, I do murder mystery cruises and book lovers mm-hmm. cruises and board game cruises. We're doing an eBay cruise. There are lots of different niche cruises. My favorite, of course, being the marketing cruises, and anyone can put together their own group, at very least get a free cruise out of the deal, and perhaps even profit on the front end. But that's something you could read more about at CaptainLou.com. Yes, as a prerequisite to doing your own event, because a lot of requests come in, oh, I'd like to have my own group cruise because I've got a sphere of influence and I'd like them to come with me on a cruise. Well, certainly I will help you with that at any time that you're ready, with the marketing, with the production, with everything that, with all of the seamless things that happen. You guys who've been on the cruise know what I'm talking about. You guys who are not yet on board will see this January. And so, yes, the one prerequisite is if you ever do plan on having your own cruise event, which is so much fun, you should at least come on our cruise, of course, or any cruise event. You know, if you can't make it to this New Year's cruise, we'll understand. We'll be disappointed, and we'll send you a postcard from paradise.
But, and that's a huge point that you're making, Captain Lou. You know, we endorse all of your cruises because of the level of professionalism and sophistication. And what I like to consider, you have like Swiss clockwork precision in what you do, which is why, and people need to know this, they need to know what is the percentage of group cruises that crash, that don't come together, that don't happen, and that cause people financial and emotional distress because it doesn't work. What's the usual percentage?
I'm glad you brought that up, Paulie, because in the cruise industry, and a lot of cruise lines don't even like agents that put together groups, because
that's right.
80 to 85% of all cruise groups that are started end in zero, meaning it's not a group, it doesn't take place, which means only 15 to 20% of the groups sail. Of course, 80 to 85% of my groups all sail at full capacity because I'm the marketing cruise guy. But the point is, if you dot your I's and cross your T's and plan everything well, then, you know, of course, it's going to be not only a go, but a raving success. But I just want to switch for a second. We were talking about Armando's success and his experience with the cruise, and we were talking about my growing business. No small thanks going to the i5 marketers. Love you guys the most, to say the least. But do you remember on a previous cruise, this is actually another group cruise, here's a little group cruise trivia. Do you remember there was, Paulie, a conception? Okay, there was a project conceived and a project.
Yes, there was.
There was a project conceived and there was a project finalized on that New Year's cruise. Do you know both of them?
I remember the project that was conceived. I'm assuming you were speaking to about the new little Anderson girl between Nate and Trish?
Yes.
That did happen.
A cruise is a romantic place, and not only do we produce five-star cruise events, but we also produce offspring because their new baby was conceived on our cruise.
Yes. And what was the one? What was the other one?
Well, the project that was finalized on that same week was something everyone knows, just a little product that a friend of ours came out with called Butterfly Marketing.
Oh, yes, that's very true.
Butterfly Marketing, I remember Mike just working like a fiend. I hope he enjoyed that week because that was the week prior to his launch of Butterfly Marketing, and he was putting the finishing touches on that project, which, we saw the
You're absolutely correct. Literally, we were hot-seating and brainstorming and improving the leaked chapter campaign, which was, I believe, the third week in the four-week launch series, culminated with the live teleseminar. And that was all happening there. And what is nice is that on a cruise ship, you do have access to the Internet. It is far from high speed. I will be very clear and concise about that. It is far from high speed. But in fact, what we find is that that's one of the advantages. One of the key advantages, especially with Internet marketers, because kind of corralling Internet marketers is sort of like herding cats. And one of the reasons for that is just the ubiquitous availability of high-speed Internet almost everywhere, which really means to us that we carry with us to most places the usual and regular interruptions of our everyday business lives. When you are at that seminar at sea, you can handle the items that need to be handled. But thankfully, it's just slow enough that you don't want to do anything extra. which means you shut out those unnecessary interruptions and you get the highest value and the highest leverage from the context, the credibilities, and the unique interactions that take place. This is why I am really saying to every i5 Gold member, this is the year that we truly urge you to be on this cruise. The investment is less than a usual seminar. As Captain Lou talked about, you can build a seminar at sea in such a way that you make it a profit-generating event on the front end. You are allowed to charge more than the cost of the cabin. We do not do that. We, as you all know, we have always taken the approach in i5 Gold that when there are things that we do want to recommend and promote to the i5 Gold team, we do so in such a way that effectively the affiliate commission is removed. And we have not created any upfront, we have not added any costs, even though we add a lot of training and a lot of benefits. So there is no price or fee for the, and I don't remember, well, I actually could look at the schedule. Let's look at the schedule together at i5cruise.com. So that's www.i5cruise.com. And there is a schedule that my internet is painfully slow, even slower than it would be at sea right now.
Polly, so that people don't leave the webcast, all they need to do to get to that page is click on the button that says,
oh, yes,
Get Cruise Info.
That'll take you to the very same place.
And they'll be able to listen to our audio. So actually clicking any of those links, we have one of the links, photos of our last cruise you could look at later.
Right.
Also the Just Book Me, I Want to Go link, which will take you straight to the online booking engine to book your spot.
Right.
On the cruise. But right now, if you click on the Get Cruise Info button, that'll bring you to the sales letter for the i5 Cruise info page. Also, Paulie,
yes.
Just while we were touching on the subject of web access.
Yes.
Besides Wi-Fi and Internet Cafe access, I do want to remind everyone that there are high-speed, low-cost Internet access at each of the ports we're visiting right in the port. So, you know, not to worry for those that need to be tethered at all times.
Yes, you can be at the island beach with an umbilical cord to high speed if you so desire. And Captain Lou, where I wanted to share with everyone is we're having four sessions. This is actually one more session than we had last year. So there's, in fact, not only an amazing three sessions of training, but there's a fourth session of training. So it's like 33% more interaction and training. And as with everything we do at the i5 Cruise, it's all optional. We ask everyone to commit to those times because that's the time that your i5 Gold leaders are definitely going to be there. We are there. And it is the time when you can have your business hot seated, when you can experience training.